This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 329 for Thursday, March 28th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market continued its downturn on Thursday with negative sentiment in comparable oils. Malaysian palm oil, European rapeseed, and Chicago soy oil are down. Crude oil is making gains, though, due to upcoming supply cuts from OPEC. The Canadian dollar is up more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close. North American markets will be closed tomorrow for Good Friday. The May canola contract is down $4.90 per ton at $622.30. In the U.S., soybeans and wheat are down, but corn is up. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will release its prospective plantings and quarterly stocks reports later today. Analysts expect the USDA to show 91.78 million bushels of planted area for corn in today's report, down from 94.6 million last year. Corn stocks would be 8.427 billion bushels, up 13.9% from last year. The USDA reported 1.207 million tons of old crop corn sold for export for the week ended March 21st, as well as 126,400 tons of new crop corn. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported an average of 1.054 million barrels of ethanol produced per day for the week ended March 22nd, a three-week high, with stocks rising to their highest in a year at 26.09 million barrels. The EU extended tariff-free trade for Ukrainian corn until June 2025, unless it exceeds average volumes from the past 3 years. The May corn contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $4.28. The trade expects the USDA to show 86.53 million seeded acres for soybeans, nearly 3 million more than last year. Soybean stocks would rise 149 million bushels at 1.835 billion. 263,900 tons of old crop U.S. soybeans were sold for export last week, just more than half from the previous week, as well as 120,000 tons of new crop. 127,300 tons of old crop soy meal and 1,200 tons of new crop were also sold, as well as 6,000 tons of old crop soy oil. AgriConsult raised its Brazilian soybean production estimate by 4.3 million tons at 156.5 million, while counting 114.6 million acres. The May soybean contract is down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.83. The trade's average guess for U.S. wheat acres is 47.33 million, including 10.89 million for spring wheat and 1.65 million for durum. Wheat stocks would rise 103 million bushels at 1.044 billion. Nearly 340,000 tons of old crop U.S. wheat were sold for export last week, as well as 212,800 tons of new crop wheat. The European Union projected soft wheat production for 2024-25 at 120.8 million tons, its smallest crop in 4 years due to fewer seeded acres. The May Chicago wheat contract is unchanged at $5.48 U.S. per bushel. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $5.77. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract is unchanged at $6.51 U.S. per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, March 28th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti. We wish you a very happy Easter.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.